Hey, this is Cindy Harmon with Real Walk. Did you know we now have a number where you can text me? It's a fun way to stay connected. If you have any questions or comments about an episode or just anything in general, I'd love to hear from you. The number is 662-597-1738. Hey, y'all. Welcome to Real Walk. I don't know about y'all, but I'm excited that spring is right around the corner. I'm a summertime girl, and I love warmer weather. And I love it when it doesn't get dark till like 8:45, 9 o'clock at night. Y'all know what I'm talking about. I just love that. Well, I need to hush. I'm rambling here a little bit. We need to get started with today's episode. So last week, we heard from two fairly new moms, Carrington and Randy Catherine. And didn't they do just a great job? Y'all, they spoke so eloquently and they were just full of Jesus. I was so proud of both of them. And then we also heard from their sweet little babies, Emsley and Asa. And if you missed last week's episode, I'd encourage you to go back and listen. Those two little cuties are absolutely precious. And y'all, they already have a foundation and a love for the Lord. There's no telling what the Lord wants to do through both of those little kiddos. It's so exciting. So today, today is part of the second part of Little by Little. And if you remember last week, I said I had just a few practical things that I wanted to go over with y'all concerning our kids. And y'all, I want to emphasize this. This doesn't just pertain to parents of small children. This is for all of us. No matter how young or how old your children are or your grandchildren are, or even how old you are. Y'all, this is for all of us, okay? So the first thing I want to emphasize, number one, y'all, our kids are a lot less interested in what we have to say and a lot more interested in what we do. Y'all, the absolute best thing we can do for our kids is for us to love Jesus with all our heart, all our soul, and with all our minds. We can't expect our kids to do this if we're not. They need to see us walking with Jesus. I mean, actually walking and talking and loving Him. Y'all, they watch our actions. And I'm afraid if we're putting the emphasis on going to church, that's not enough. You know, you've heard the old saying that if I go sit in the garage, like if I just get a lawn chair and I go sit in a garage, that doesn't make me a car. Okay, well, going to church doesn't make us Christians. What we need to be doing is not putting the emphasis on going to church. Just put the emphasis on each and every day following Jesus, being obedient, trusting the Lord, hearing us and seeing us like the girls were talking about last week, making those decisions to give people grace and to be kind. And going outside, you know, when you see a caterpillar or a butterfly or whatever, you know, and talking to our kids and letting them see us pray and just living our lives like Jesus is right here with us because He is. So number two, that goes along with number two. God is a personal God, and talk like He is in the room because He is. Y'all, He is with us 24/7, literally all the time. And I know a couple weeks I went over this, but I want to emphasize this again. When Jesus, when he rose from the grave and it was time for Him to ascend back to heaven, His disciples looked at Him and they said, no, don't leave us. And He said, y'all, I've got to go. He said, I've got to go prepare a place, but I'm sending something better. Y'all, that's the Holy Spirit. You know, we believe in God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Well, God, the Holy Spirit, He is God. He is Jesus. and He is right here with us. So talk to the Lord in front of your children, in front of your grandchildren, in front of your grown kids. Ask Him for whatever you need help with. That's what He is. He is the helper. And whatever we need, just ask Him. Number three, trust God with your kids. Y'all, He is the lover of their souls. He loves them more than you and I do, and He'll take care of them. I think I mentioned this a couple of weeks ago, that He loves our children. He loves them more than we do. And you know, you might be thinking, there's no way that anyone could ever love my children more than I do. But y'all, Jesus does. He gave His life for them. And He has a plan. And, you know, if you're having maybe a little difficulty wrapping your brain around that, first of all, ask the Lord to help you. Ask the Lord to help you to trust Him. He really has a good plan. Number four, it takes a village. You heard that old saying? You know, it takes a village to raise our kids. That really is true. Surround yourself with godly people. You want your kids to have people in their lives that they can, that you can trust, that they can trust, and who love Jesus. Y'all, that is so important, that we have people that are pouring into us and pouring into our children. And another thing that I think is so important on these regards is asking for help. You know, there's nothing wrong with asking for help. Make sure that you are putting those people in your life and in your children's lives, like I said, that love the Lord. But, you know, just not long ago, Randy and I had all three of the grands here at the house, and I picked up the phone and I called another couple and I said, hey, could you come help us tonight? And, you know, it was a lot of fun. It really was. So don't be afraid to ask for help, but just make sure that you are surrounding your children with godly people, people who truly love the Lord. And then the last thing that I want to say is it's never too late. I hear that all the time. That, you know, I just wish I would have started earlier. I wish I would have done this. Hey, it is not too late. It is never, ever too late to start serving the Lord and to start teaching your children. Y'all, just 4 or 5 years ago, I really got serious about my walk with the Lord. And just think where I would be right now if I had not made that decision. If I had just said, well, it's just too late, you know, that is a lie from Satan. You start today. And, you know, like I've said so many times, if you're of the mindset that, well, you know, I know I need to read my Bible, but I don't want to, get honest with God. Get honest with Him and just say, Lord, I know You know my heart. I know You know that I don't really want to read my Bible, but I know I need to. Ask Him to help you, y'all. He wants us to ask Him for whatever we need. I cannot emphasize. I know I keep saying that, but I can't emphasize that enough. He wants to help us, and He wants to take our desires. He wants to take our desires and turn them into good for Him. He wants us to delight in Him, and you know, get in the Word and start learning about Jesus's motives and all about Him and what He, not just about stories and reading for information, but just knowing more about the Lord and how sweet He is every day. Hey, y'all, I love y'all so much. And I know I tell y'all this every week, but I absolutely love hearing from y'all. Shoot me a text. There's a number that you can text me on, and I love hearing from y'all. And I will see y'all back right here, same time, same place next week. Bye. Love you guys.
I'd love for you to subscribe and maybe even leave a review. Y'all, it's absolutely free. And this way, you'll get a notification each time we have a new episode. We'll see you next week on the Real Walk Podcast.